Even before the pandemic, Indianapolis had a housing problem. Deputy Mayor of Community Development Jeff Bennett says that's no secret.
Indianapolis is a high eviction city and a high eviction state.
In a normal year, about 10,000 renters in Indianapolis face eviction. Bennett says if local, state, and national response wasn't in place, that number could double under the current crisis. The city has set aside nearly $15 million in federal CARES Act funding to help people with rental assistance. The Lilly Foundation has contributed another $5 million. Some fear it won't be nearly enough. Darius Ross is founder and CEO of the Ross Foundation, a local nonprofit that does grassroots housing education and assistance.
It's hard. It's going to be hard for people to wrap their heads around how serious this situation is. Housing is another pandemic right now.
Ross and others have referred to a possible eviction cliff when the moratorium ends. They say many people still won't be able to pay rent because they lost a job or took a pay cut. Indiana renters already face barriers because of laws that favor landlords. Black people are disproportionately impacted by unstable housing.
We're going to be intentional about addressing the root causes. This is one of the stems of where it all begins, and it begins more in Black and brown communities than any other community right now.
Brianka Merritt is director of the Center for Research on Inclusion and Social Policy at IUPUI. She has researched this issue and says assistance needs to be well-placed.
If we know that there are communities of color that are more likely to be at risk, then that means that we have to create opportunities for them to be more likely to receive maybe some of that funding.
Nearly half of households in Indianapolis rent. Merritt says outreach is another essential component.
How are we creating mechanisms to communicate that rental assistance? How are Black and brown and low-income communities being brought to the table to navigate that process? Because we also find that there are lots of administrative burdens.
It's those burdens that Indianapolis is trying to avoid. Bennett says the city has tried to design the rental assistance program to be as easy as possible.
A program that has a bunch of bureaucracy attached to it is not the best approach in the middle of a pandemic.
Bennett says the funds are going to community centers and other local nonprofits that are already doing this work.
To help us get flyers into the hands of people who need this information, who could help someone fill out the application over the phone.
The state moratorium on eviction has been extended to July 31st. Ross says grassroots nonprofits like his are better suited to reach those most in need.
They don't know where those darkest communities are. They don't know where those veterans who are disabled are. They don't know where these people with no transportation are. And we already do because we out there building relationships every day in that community.
Under the city program, renters who have faced a COVID-19 related job loss, income reduction, or other setbacks can ask for up to 90 days of assistance. It will be structured to pay back rent or forward rent. Still, Deputy Mayor Bennett realizes more help may be needed.
You know, it may clearly not be enough to meet this initial need. We think it will give us the time we need to collect the additional data on how much more would need to be in the fund.
The city may be able to allocate more funding for rental assistance in the coming months. For WFYI, I'm Jill Sheridan.